Praise the Lord. Let's all stand, if you will. Start the service in prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we are very thankful this morning, Lord, to have the opportunity, Lord, together. Lord, we just appreciate you with all our hearts. And Lord, we feel your little comfort and your desire burning down deep inside, Lord, to be here and to hear what you have for us this morning. Lord, I ask you to bless each and every one that made the effort to come and had the desire to come this morning. Lord, we'll just give you all the glory and honor that's due unto you this day. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. You may be seated. This little page 6, and I only believe, oh, how I love Jesus. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name on earth. And oh, because he first loved me. Yeah. Amen. Nothing I could do. Page 618 in the same book. I love this little course. It means, because that's what I need. I need him every hour. Amen. It means a lot to me. I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like mine can be so full. I need thee, oh, I need thee. your best friend. Amen. When everybody rejects you and turns against you, always have a friend to walk with you. Amen. Brother Amos, you take up the offering this morning.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we are truly so thankful.
Yes.
Lord, for that fellowship we have with you, Lord. We are so thankful for thy grace and thy mercy. Lord, you so richly bestowed upon us. Lord, we love and appreciate you. Thank you for everything you've done, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you for this opportunity once more to gather around your precious word with our brothers and sisters, Lord. Pray you'll have your preeminence in the remainder of the service. Lord, as we come to this portion, once more we ask that you'll bless this offering, Lord. Let it be used for the upbuilding of thy kingdom. We ask this in your precious holy name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Little chorus. I'm reaching out to you, Lord. I'm reaching out to you. Amen. I'm reaching out to you, dear Lord. I'm reaching out to you. I know your arm is not too short, and you can reach me. As I pray and press my way into your kingdom through, I'll grow to be more like you just by reaching out to you. Amen. I'm reaching out to you, dear Lord. I'm reaching out. Out to him. Amen. Brother Settles, would you take the request?
Heavenly Father, Lord, I'm truly so thankful that we do have someone we can reach out
yes.
to. Yes. Father, this walking through this life, Father, is a troublesome life. Many trials and tests, sicknesses come upon us, Lord. Father, through thy word, we understand that it's all for thy glory.
Yes, amen.
Lord, all we have to do is believe. Out by faith. Lord, every mountain will have to go.
Yes.
Lord, we reach out to you today. Lord, with these needs and requests upon the people's hearts. Father, meet every need. Lord, may they know and see you are who you are. Father, you are the great I am. Lord, the healer of all diseases.
Amen.
And the supplier of every need. Lord, it's just our faith that limits you. So Lord, I pray that you would help us. Help our unbelief. May we reach out, Lord,
yes.
knowing that it's a finished work. We thank you so much. Bless the remainder of the service. Lord, may you get the glory and honor in everything we ask in your precious name.
Amen. You may be seated. Guess the young sisters have a song this morning.
Gracious Jesus, make me so small
Small. The smaller my brothers and sisters, the way he can use me. Amen. Lift them up. Lift him up. Amen. Let's all stand. It's only amazing grace. We can say that. Amen. Sing that little chorus, Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace.
Precious, Precious Lord, it's so good to be here again this morning with you and to know, Lord, that you have always kept your promise. And Lord, we know that there's two or three gathered here in your name. And Father, we know in their midst you would be. So we have come solemnly, Lord, and humbly before you today, that you would take these precious, precious words of life and, Lord, dip it down into our heart. Father, we would be the people and respond to the circumstances in life that comes up. We would think like you would think. Everything about us, Lord, would be just like you. For you predestinated us to be so. So we ask, Lord, that you would help us today to receive from you, to cause us to climb a little higher in you, Lord, somewhere in some form. And we greatly appreciate that you gave us this opportunity today in watching over us and keeping us safe and giving us the desire to be here. It's so precious to know that, Lord. So we ask that you would feed us of the word now as we put all our trust in you and Lord, commit ourselves unto you for service, that thy will be done. In your most glorious, most precious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. What do you think? You happy?
Yes.
Amen. You thankful?
Amen.
Do you love the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. Well, we ought to, my, with all he's done for us. Let us turn Bibles now again back to the book of Job. We're going back into our little message this morning. The thoughts of God are eternal, and bring a few more things on this, but we're going to renew our minds back to a couple things because it's been so long. Just kind of refresh our minds and thinking about this and how the thoughts of God, and to think now if the thoughts of God are eternal, as the prophet said, and then you see by faith the Holy Spirit's revealed to you that you was one of his attributes. Oh, how blessed you are, amen, to know that you have eternal life. Saints, sometimes we don't realize how many people is what we would call serving the Lord today and time and hour in which we live and don't really know they have eternal life. It's a hope. It's a trust. It's a hope they're going to make it and hope I'm going to make it in. But friends, you've got to know and understand what he did for you. And it's only by his grace if he reveals it to you. And though it may seem like such, you know, to some people, especially out in the world, it would seem like such a far-fetched thing to think that you know you'd have eternal life and know where you came from. And you know you're just as eternal as he is. My, that's some pretty hard things to say to people who wouldn't know or understand. But I trust that we will be able to be in that position to know and understand these things truly with all our heart and have them be revealed. So let's just begin to read here again the first verse. And we'll just read down to probably about the seventh. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind. Ain't that something also the prophet went through that? Voice spoke to him out of whirlwind, you know, and said, "Who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee." Now think of that, what he's telling Job. "I will demand of thee, and answer thou me." That's an option, Job. You answer me. I demand of it. "Where wast thou," or in other words, where was you, Job, "when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare, if thou hast understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest, or who hath stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Who laid the cornerstone thereof? when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. May the Lord bless me in his word. You may be seated. Now, just how much can we believe of what's in the book of Job there? And 38th verse, or 38th chapter. What can we believe of that, or can we? Is it possible that I can believe that and know that and know that it's real? You know, now when something is revealed to us, how many times does the prophet tell us that, you know, revelation will make it so real to you? It's the same as you got it right there in your hand. Now, is that the revelation we have of the thoughts of God being eternal? And seeing ourselves in those thoughts before the earth was ever formed. Before there was ever, the prophet used the word, a speck of stardust. You know? Can we, by faith, see that? That we was there. Now remember, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. Of course, we know the scripture said by faith the elders give her a good report. You see? And then he goes on to tell us what by faith, all these things that happened by faith. It was a reality. And that's another thing with this, even this few words I want to renew our minds back to. Not my revelation, not nothing I come up with. It's what the prophet brought. You know, it's what he said. So it's receiving the revelation of what God's prophet spoke. And what the scriptures speak of. And again, is it real to me? Or is it still just, I hope I was there, you know? Or is there something that has taken place in your life that you know, by his mercy and grace, that you was in the thoughts of God before the earth was ever formed? And we may think how old this earth is and so on, you know? But yet before even the earth was formed, the stars, before all those things were created, you was already eternal. Now think of that. Hard to believe, isn't it? If you don't understand, or if it wasn't given us to understand the mysteries of the kingdom. But we realize that God has imparted his precious word to his little bride. And by grace and through mercy, I want to see 100% I'm right in there. Yeah. If there's only going to be three, let me be one in three. If there's only going to be two, let me be one of them too. You see? Because it's so sparingly understood in this day. Along with many things the prophet has spoke, you know? It's always strange to see how some people get so excited about the word, you know. And I've seen it happen years ago. I'm talking years ago when I first come in the message, and just a young feller. You'd see people get so excited about the message, they'd be screaming, they'd be shouting, they'd be jumping around, they'd be telling everybody else around it. Everybody around them they'd be telling about. But he's just so happy and so excited about it. In a few months, see them drinking, cussing, and drugs and everything else. Isn't that strange? How could a person be like that? I mean, honestly. How could this happen that where people would be so excited about the word? Well, the scripture, Jesus plainly told us. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. You see? And we realize that people get excited. And there's, I believe with all my heart, there's still people today hearing the word and they're getting excited and shouting and everything. And they're as lost can be. I believe that. Because that's the time and the hour we're living in. But as the prophet mentioned, now is the time for the stabilizer to be on. Friend, where the storms of life come, when troubles assail you and all kinds of problems are just facing you and smacking you in the face, you still stand there just as solid as can be. Ain't nothing going to move you. And if something's been revealed to you, there ain't nothing going to move it away. How many times did the prophet explain about healings? when you've accepted your healing by faith and it's been revealed to you, that inspiration struggle, there ain't nothing in the world can change your mind. I don't care how many skeptics, how many accusers is standing there, you ain't got this and you can't do this and you haven't received that. It makes no difference whatsoever. Now, we can't buffalo God. No. You see, we may have that faces and we may sit there and think, yes, ain't nothing like that going to move me with the faith I've got. But just always remember, if that time happens or things assail you, troubles and problems and trials and tests comes and face you, and then you begin to think, oh, am I really sure? Just think, it's already registered. God already seen your thoughts. He already knows how you feel, what you think about. But I think about these type of revelations many times. And I think, you know, if trials and tests, just the old normal everyday run tests and trials people go through, and troubles, and that makes them doubt a little bit, it makes them get down to where they feel low and are down in the valley and they just don't think they can climb another hill. It's just got them so bound down. What is it going to be when really rough times hit? Really rough times. What's it going to be when people start disappearing? Yeah. It's vanished. And you haven't vanished yet. What do you think is going to go through your mind then? When tests and trials today so swallow us. That's why it's so important to make sure you understand all these things. And it's been revealed to you. The Holy Spirit has really put it genuinely down inside you where it's a revelation. It's not just something you heard or listened to and it sounds good and you even said glory, hallelujah, amen. No. But to where really it's something solid, to when you go through your trials and tests, you're holding up just one after another. Bang, bang, bang. Yes. Regardless how hard it is, regardless what happens, does things happen today to make me begin to doubt my salvation? That maybe I'm not sure, maybe I'm not even born again. Maybe I'm not, don't know for sure if I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. You know, I just don't know. You better make sure, friends. As I've said before, and I know even by the things some of the prophets said and things, I believe we're going to see some really rough times. I really do. And you better know where you stand, without a doubt. Like I say now, we're already in a situation and it's come to pass and it's manifesting that people get so distraught and so upset and so nervous and so torn to pieces over every little thing. How are we ever going to take going into rapture? How are we ever going to take some of these other things that may come to pass? That's why you've got to have a sure foundation exactly where you stand. Because this is the easy times. Could you imagine even placing us people right here in this building? In times of what it was in the Great Depression, could you imagine what kind of shape a lot of us would be in? Oh, my. We'd be so, and maybe you had a little money in the bank and it's just gone. That's what happened to my grandpa. He had some money in the bank that time. Didn't get it honestly, but he had money in the bank. Lost it all. It wasn't even insured then. Do you really think by a bank telling you that you're insured by the federal government for $100,000, $200,000, whatever it may be, you really believe that is? You're silly. That can disappear so quick. And they can come up with an excuse so fast, we ain't got it, people. Yeah. It's not where you're going to put your trust. Could you go through things like that? Can we go through things where we get down where there's absolutely no food in the house and our children are hungry? Could we really go through those times with being such a great revelational people? Great Christians have the end time message. Know what the prophet said. Do you really think we could all go through that? Just even another Great Depression. One thing about it, he already knows. Amen. What we can stand, what we can't stand. You know? He knows how much faith we've got. He knows how much revelation we've got. So, again, how important is it to me to know these things like this? Yeah. And how important it is, I'll say this again, friends, how important it is to pay attention to what the Holy Spirit is doing. Yeah. I mean, very, very important. I renew your minds again. Just like the simple little message and few quotes and scriptures I read about using God's name in vain. And maybe you wasn't here and you didn't get it. And maybe you're constantly rattling that off, using God's name in vain. And you wasn't here, you didn't hear it, and you have no desire to get to listen to it, what you missed. Is it going to be my fault or your fault? It ain't going to be my fault. I brought it. I renewed your minds back to it. That's just something simple, you know? But what about all this word that lays before us? What about all this word? Is it just a message? Is it just, I listen to it? I read it every day? Is that all it means to us? Or is it really still burning? Or did it ever burn in our hearts to see it made manifest in our life? You see? So I'm trusting, but going back into these things, you will listen and ask the Holy Spirit to don't let you miss one little portion of it. Not one little portion. Now, I may offend some of you by what I just said about if you're not here and you ought to listen to what has been said. It might offend you. It might make you feel bad. You might think you don't have time, and you might think, well, I'll get it somewhere else. That's true. You might. You might. But honestly, I can't feel that I can consume, or I should resume, or I should be feeling responsible that I am your pastor. How could I be? A real true shepherd doesn't feed his sheep just once in a while. Everything the Holy Spirit lays upon his heart, he wants to give it to his sheep. What if you got that little lamb in there, just don't care about it and just don't give a hoot? Well, what you ought to do then is just go home and start listening to tapes. And do like a lot of them are doing right now. When they got places they could gather, and the scripture plainly says, forsake not to assemble yourselves together, but just go ahead and do that and see if you make it in. I'll show you example after example, people that are doing that, listening to the prophet's tapes every day, every chance they get, having their home services, and friends, there ain't no life there.
Amen.
Yeah. And nothing wrong with listening to them. I want you to listen to them. But I want you to understand, friends, it ain't just give up and just go listen to tapes. Because that's not what the scripture says to do. No. It's do that and listen to tapes. Listen to it. You see? But people want to cut out something here or there, and they just, you know why? Because one thing, they ain't got time to do it. They ain't got time to go to church and listen to tape. They ain't got time for all that. Life's too busy. That's a sad day when life's too busy, you can't serve God and do what he said do. That's too bad. It just shows what's the most important thing in your life. It shows you who's first. But we talked about the other night, seek ye first the kingdom. Seek first. Not seek job, not seek home, not seek family, not seek children. Seek him first. I didn't say it. He said it. I'm just repeating what he said. And even went as far as to say, he that can't hate father and mother, children, for my sake, homes, lands, whatever it may be, for my sake, is not worthy to be mine. None. None. I don't know how I got off on those things. I got to clear off my subject. But anyhow, if you come here, saints, I hope you take full advantage of it and use every part of it you can. Yeah, I hope you do. Otherwise, I ain't going to do no good. I ain't going to do no good. Why do you need me? You don't. No. But I'll tell you one thing you do need, and that's the Word. Amen. The pure, unadulterated Word of God. That's what we need. Above everything else in life, not your job, not your family, not your home. No. That'll be added to you if you seek first the kingdom. People just can't get that. The simplicity of it. They think they can make all this other stuff first and be more important in their life and then make God second. That ain't never going to work. And when it don't work, I'll quit on this subject just a minute and go where I need to go. But if we do that, it shows in our life we're not making it first. Because we keep turning to the carnal. We keep turning to the material. We keep turning to things that fussing, carnality. Yeah. Because we've made something else first in our life. Yeah. And as I said before, people don't like hearing those things. But I, by God's grace, do not want to stand there when it comes to the day of judgment and him point at me and say, why didn't you warn them? Why didn't you tell him? I want to be able to play on that screen, my voice going out, and it being said exactly what was said, and you sitting there listening, and it being in that position, I said it, but you didn't do it. I'd rather have it that way. Amen. Than have to stand there responsible for not saying it. I'll say, brother, you ain't going to never have too many friends. You ain't going to never have a bunch of ministers around you and being in their little flock. I don't care. I was sent here to do his will. Whether people like me or whether they don't. It's nice people like me. But I sure wouldn't let me lose my salvation because people didn't like me. Hardly nobody liked the Lord Jesus. Everybody walked away from him when they hung him on the cross. Said, oh, even Peter, his right-hand man, denied him 3 times. Think of that. Tell me he didn't walk alone for a while. He sure did. But there's people right in this message, if they had to walk alone, they'd quit serving God. Wow. What a salvation you have. Yeah. But friends, it may come to that time, you ain't got very many friends. Might not be very many people love you. Yeah. But as long as I know, the most important one loves me. That's all that matters. I'm going to read here from the Invisible Union, Bride of Christ. Now back to my subject here. I say, and it's between you and the Lord how important this is to you. I say, because you know by the manifestation, I don't know whether we get to it this morning or not, but you know by the manifestation in people's lives whether they understand or not. Yeah. So it ain't a thing I can just turn and say, I believe it, I fully understand, it's a revelation to me. We can say whatever we want with this. But what we do with all this shows whether it's revealed or not. Did not God give us the example of all those men by faith, what they did? Was it not manifested that they had that revelation? Absolutely. Noah, by faith. What did that revelation do? Caused him to build that ark. What did that revelation do for Abraham? He had that son. All these different things was by faith. It always manifested the faith was there, or the revelation was there. And this is no different. Whatever was revealed to us in this, it shows in our life. We manifest it. We are as pilgrims and strangers journeying this land. We are here for just a temporal time. Yeah. Oh, in our time it may look like, because if we live 80, 90, 100 years old, we may think, boy, it's a long time. But in God's time, it's just a snap of the finger.
Amen.
And James warned us and told us, and our life is like a vapor. You can be here today, gone tomorrow. I don't care if it's 100 years. It's still quick. Just a snap in God's time, you see. So what are we doing with that snap of time that we're here? What are we going to do with all this great, tremendous message that he gave us? Let's be in contact with his prophet that he sent. What are we going to do with all this? Oh my. What are we going to do with what he said? Is it just going to be words? In the visible union bride of Christ, the prophet says, paragraph 59, he goes and uses this natural reading of a father and son. It's going, and he said, any son is the attributes of his father. And just as you were in the genes of your father, in the body of your father when he was a young boy. I'm sure we surely would believe that. I mean, science has proved that, you know. Now, just keep in mind, though, when our daddy was running around, maybe 16, 17 years old, you couldn't be seen. No. Nobody's seen you around. He was not having fellowship with you. No. Because you was yet in him as a gene. Okay? You were in him, yet he could not have fellowship with you. My daddy couldn't have fellowship with me when he was a young man running around before he had me. No, he couldn't. No, he didn't even know I existed. No. Because he didn't know you. So he couldn't have fellowship with you because he didn't know you. But then, through the bedding grounds of mother, you were brought forth into the earth and become in the image of your father. Okay? Then he could fellowship with you. So after I was born and after you was born, then your daddy could have fellowship with you. He could hold you. Maybe when you was a baby, he could hold you. Maybe he could give you a bottle. Maybe he could take and do things to take care of you. As long as if it was like us children. Try to break the ice a little bit. It's a little stiff in here this morning. But if it was like my daddy, you know, if us kids would vomit on the floor, he'd cover it up newspaper and wait till mom get home. So he didn't want that fellowship. You see, but still, there could be no fellowship until you was born or I was born with our natural. Okay? Now pay attention to these things, what he's saying. Don't just read over and just slide it out. Pay attention to what he's saying. It's for a reason. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Absolutely. He didn't speak none of these things for just to just fill up pages or fill up a tape. No. They're for us today to understand these things. That by faith we could believe it, you see. And so were you, sons of God, daughters of God, before there even was a moon, star, or molecule, you were sons and daughters of God. Now, can I believe that? Or is it just a good book that I'm reading, or a tape I listen to, or I'm thinking, well, that prophet, you know, mighty signs, wonders, miracles was done through him, and my, he was a mighty man, you know. And that's some really good words he spoke, you know. But what effect does that have on my life? If it's revealed, it has a great effect on your life. You see? All right? For you are only the physical manifestation of the attributes that was in God at the beginning. For there is only one form of eternal life, and that was you before. He says, you don't know nothing about it, though. Neither did you know when you was in your earthly father. Okay? Now, we didn't know anything about it, but it's going to be revealed that we was. Okay? But you are manifested, too, to his image. Oh, my. So, as my natural daddy come together with my mother, and I was born, then now you can look at me and see that image. Now, when he was younger and around my age, we looked more alike, but he's kind of passing me by. He's starting to look a little older. But the thing is, as he was younger and I'm younger, you can see a lot of details there that I come from his flesh. Okay? That little seed, that gene. So that was passed down now through mother and came out, and here I stand. And now you can see me. And now I'm manifesting. Yeah, I'm manifesting. Now it seems like there is actually some families, I don't know if it's because of stronger genes or what it is, but you can even hear, honestly, I've had them be on the phone before. I actually had it just happen this week, where a father and a son, they call you on the phone, and you can't tell which one it is. They sound so much alike. I mean, the way their volume is, the way the tone of their voice is, how they hang on to a certain word, everything is just exactly alike. Yeah. And they act just alike. Like saying, sometimes that comes out more prominent than it does with other children. But the thing it is, when you see that, that was a manifestation that son was in that father. Is that right? Now, he also predestinated us. He predestinated us to be conformed to the image of his son. Okay? That we would have the same characteristics. Yeah. That we would act like him. Apostle Paul went as far as to say, we have the mind of Christ. You ever see a daddy and a son think a lot alike? You know? Yeah. They do. But think about it in the spiritual. How important this is that if an individual came from the same source, how important it is to act like that source and to manifest as that source. He says, but you are manifested too in his image. In the image of God you are made. And you were manifested for the glory and the fellowship of God. And therefore, as sure as your gene had to be in your father, he's talking about natural father, before your natural birth, your spiritual gene had to be in God. Because you're an expression, do you hear what he said? Because you are an expression of the attributes of his thoughts before the foundation of the world. See, God already seen all this, exactly what you would be. He already knows today whether we would come to Christ and Christ would be living in us, we'd be filled with his Holy Spirit, we'd have a change of that soul, that nature. We would be just exactly like Christ. We had the same desires. Yeah, same desires, yeah. Same desires. Right, he says, no way around it. That's right. Now we notice then that life being in you, God's life being in you from the foundation of the world. Now if that be so, is there any way God could ever lose that? No, it's eternal. It can never pass. Can never fade. What he already seen that was eternal can never all of a sudden just become uneternal. No. Impossible. Because the thoughts of God are eternal. They are real. Are they not, he said? And as I said when we was back into this, no wonder he said, if you can see this, you will see many things. Yeah. And when you see many things of the Word manifest. Because it's revealed to you. Okay? All right? Let's refresh your mind to Ephesians 1 just real quickly before we read some more quotes. Ephesians 1, begin the first verse. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus. Now notice what Paul already said. He's already got this in his heart. You know? He said, I'm an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. I'm glad you said that because that includes us too. Okay? Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. That's a position to be able to recognize, friends. Okay? According as he hath chosen us in him. Now by faith, do you see your name there? You see? Now saints, I know it may sound to you that I'm just, how could I say it? They use the expression all wet in the head, you know, just crazy, just foolish. When I said what I did about knowing exactly where you're at and it being so solid to you that you was in the thoughts of God, so solid, that might sound so silly, friends, to you. Even you sitting here and all the words you heard already. You've heard the prophet say it. All these great things. It might just seem so crazy to you. But just listen what he says. According as he hath chosen us in him, is that crazy to you? Or do you really see that was you? 100%. Now remember, I can say a lot of things with this, but my life's going to show what I know is in him. See, God always set it up that way, you know. It just didn't always what this thing speaks. But as he set it up to where it's a manifestation, that's why Apostle Paul said, I live, but yet it's not I. It is Christ that liveth in me. The people had to see that it was going to be Christ on display. And when you understand these things, you'll see it's Christ on display expressing this out, that you was in the thoughts of God. See? All right? According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Now, let's just stop a minute now. You know, if I pick this book up, you all look at that book, you see it? You all know that's a songbook, don't you? There's not a doubt in your mind. Now, no, seriously, is there anybody sitting here looking at that book? It's the only believed songbook. Are you really doubting that's a songbook? Or do you really know that's a songbook? You absolutely know that's a songbook. Is this what he's saying that real to you? The same as God in your hand. Now remember, a test and trial may come along to test that faith. And the trying of your faith is more precious than gold. It may try that faith, that revelation. What if everybody begins to condemn you and say you're no good, you're worthless? Maybe your devil comes by and puts things in your mind. Oh, if you'd been a son of God, you wouldn't have done something like that. If you was a son of God, you'd be able to overcome this. If you was a son of God, if you was in the thoughts of God, you wouldn't be acting like that. And maybe everything just keeps hammering on you. And then maybe some brother comes along not realizing what he's doing, and he says something that may be just a little bit harsh, a little hard, you know. We might take it as that, but maybe he's just trying to help. And we think, oh, you know, maybe I'm not. Yeah, I don't know. Well, you never had it in the first place. No. If you did, it'd be just as real and you'd be able to stand just as solid as that. That's a songbook. That is a songbook. You see? It'd be that solid, that real to you. Remember, friends, everything the Word of God gives us in the Word is to take away all that doubt. The prophet couldn't have said it any plainer. Though a lot of people don't like using that illustration because it's a little harsh to them. But he said, what you are here is what you'll be there. If you're a doubter of God's Word here, you'd be a doubter of God's Word there. He said, don't worry, you won't be there. Now, is that just a statement, or do we understand this truth? That it's real. That if I cannot believe His Word now, and always want to doubt it, how am I ever going to be there? Sometimes it makes me so sick to my stomach. And I mean, literally, I get sometimes just like knots tied inside of me. When I see people pick and choose what they want. Take a quote like that the prophet said. What you are here is what you'll be there. And just throw it out. He was just in his mind, his personal mind at that time. If I had to worry about that all through this Word, I wouldn't waste the time reading it. No. But by faith and the Holy Spirit, it lets you know exactly the timing, what God means by it, what it's meant for you, and everything. And you can walk by faith. And you can understand. You can understand some things maybe said before the seals, how the Holy Spirit went and corrected that after the seals. You understand those things. A lot of people struggle over those things. There's a lot of ministers today that they say there's mistakes here and there's mistakes there. The mistake's them because they don't have faith. You see? Saints, this has got to be real in our hearts. It's got to be. Now, we're not just here again to just speak on these things and to just let it float on by, you know? Maybe we'd think a little more different about this, of what I'm bringing this and why I'm bringing it, if somehow the finger of God would write on that wall the names of people who don't really believe this in this building, that don't have the revelation of it. Then maybe we'd pay attention. But God shouldn't have to do things that way. But I'm sure if some supernatural finger can be right and burn it right in that wall, your name, that you think you have the revelation of it and you don't, it might scare the rest of you to death. Yeah. According as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be what? Holy. Without blame. Now, God already had this in His mind. That you'd be down here, that you'd stand before Him, holy, without blame, couldn't be blamed. Can you believe this? Then why do you let things in this life swallow you? Can't you believe these things? Can't you believe you're one of these people? That you don't have to live in condemnation? I used the one that said that you was filled with the Holy Ghost. Yeah. I don't say that for people. I let you have your own experience. You see? And sometimes some preachers that ain't even led by the Spirit say those things and they should never say it. Walk up to somebody and say, oh, I believe you're filled with the Holy Ghost, and they take that and they run with it and they think they got it and they do nothing but fail. Because they're leaning on that preacher, what he said. You better have your own experience. You better know for sure where you stand without any preacher telling you. Yeah. Now it's different if maybe the Lord give the prophet a vision or insight of some, and he said, that's a lot different. But that's a little puny preacher out here telling people that, you better be careful. Yeah. He says that we should be holy and without blame before Him. and say, everybody else is going to think that way about you. But what matters is what he said he'd done for you. Because, you know, I don't care how good a life you live and how best you can live it and how sweet a person you are, there's always going to be somebody come along and say different, that you done this. Or if nothing else, they'll bring something in the past. You done that in the past. You done this in the past. I'm going to tell you, my Heavenly Father told me that through the Word of God, it's in the sea of His forgiveness. Now, you try to accuse me when He already said it's not there? Oh, my. But some people get so worried because they don't understand these things. They get so worried because somebody brought something up in their past. Oh, my. If you would only be able to receive what I'm bringing out of this, even today. To where it's revealed to you by the Holy Spirit. And it's the same as you got it right there in your hand. It's the same as me holding that songbook up and saying, that's a songbook, and you know for sure it is. You're not, your eyesight hasn't failed you before. And you know you sing out it all the time. You know what the songs, you might even know what page a certain song's on. You know it's that songbook. Same way with this word, friends. Hallelujah. You'll know exactly where you stand. Really know where you stand. According as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Having predestinated us. Listen to that again. He decreed from eternity that we was eternal. We was a part of Him. Always was. Think of that. Always was. My. Having predestined us unto the adoption or his replacing of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Sometimes we take this adoption and we think of it in a way, in the, this way people do it today, you know. They maybe adopt a child and it's, you know, it's, it didn't come from the womb, but yet they're now their child because laws give them rights to become your child and so forth. But this, friend, is placing, but you always was. You just had to be positionally placed. You see? Let you recognize that you was a son. You see? So, this ain't something that just God decided that after you was born, oh, you're going to be my son. How silly. No, 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 no. You finally recognized you was a son. But you always was a son. Ain't that what the prophet said? Amen. Absolutely. Okay. To the praise of the glory of his grace. Now you tell me a man or woman goes through this, they ain't going to see grace. I'll assure you, you're going to know what grace is and mercy. Because he allowed us to be born in this flesh with a worldly nature that had to be killed, and the nature of God begin to express. And if he would not have never put that gene in there to where we could not have ever been reborn, well, now wait a minute. Didn't he say in the church age book, only the elect can be reborn? Absolutely. There's a revelation of that. So the thing is, only the elect can be reborn. If that seed gene wasn't in there, you can't be reborn. Impossible. I know people think still otherwise, but they think as anybody can be saved. Nope, you're wrong. You're wrong. But you ought to be so happy and so thankful and so humble if by grace you are saved. Yes. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted into beloved, in whom... can't believe it's that time already. In whom we have redemption through his blood. Now think of this. He's seen this all in his great mind. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery I said, well, you mean you got to know about this? Absolutely. And guess what? It has to be revealed. It has to be by a revelation. Okay. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will. I remember, if it's not revealed yet, if it's really not revealed, you know, like we was drawing up there on the blackboard, and we was in the thoughts of blackboard, and we was in the thoughts of God, how are we ever going to really, if it isn't revealed to us, how are we going to say this is still not a mystery? It's still a mystery if it hasn't been revealed. Sure, you might hear Brother Steve preach on it, and you might hear Brother Brandon preach on it, and this and the scriptures, read scriptures on it, but until it's revealed to you, it still remains a mystery to you. Amen. You see? And you can't stand solid on a mystery that's not been revealed. You stand solid on the revelation of the mystery. You see? What the Holy Spirit's revealed to you, that mystery was about. That's how you stand strong and firm. Okay? But so many people are thinking this thing, praise God, it's a mystery, and maybe I don't quite understand it, but it's a mystery, I can stand solid on it. No, you're not. It's what's revealed, that mystery is saying. Okay? Then you stand solid. Then it's by faith. All right? Having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. It was all for his great purpose. He knew he'd have people to love him, worship him, appreciate him. Yeah. He knew he'd have a people cry back, grace, grace, grace. Yes. He knew he'd have people down here on earth that he could express himself through. That when people walk by, every passerby walking by, they'd see Christ. Yes. That token. They would see Jesus Christ living today, made manifest. Manifest in this flesh body, as Scripture speaks up, Paul said. Okay? That in the dispensation of fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Now, I'm telling you, I didn't get no farther hard and just get our minds back to where we was at. Let me see if I can... I don't know how we get by. It'd definitely be too long. Amen. Well, Lord willing, this evening we'll come and go back into this. Amen. But at least you got that back in your mind. And we brought a few little other things with it too. But saints, it's important. We can't miss it. And like I say, and I don't want just a house full of people that saying they believe it and they don't really know what he's saying. I want you to have a revelation of what's being said. I'm asking the Holy Spirit to reveal it to us and make it more real and alive in our hearts that we'll know exactly what's being done. You see? All right? So, amen. Let's all stand. Sorry to hold so long again. Amen. Like I said, maybe if it was a little more exciting, it'd be a little easier to hold you a little longer. But I know maybe it's not quite exciting, but to me it is. Amen. It's so strange how time, and I believe any minister, especially when you're ministering and you feel the anointing, you just think, how quick can the time go like that? It seems impossible. I didn't even really get started, but it's just so good. Amen. But I can't get by with it like Brother Vail did. You know, it was done for a purpose, you know. But he could hold you a long time. Brother Pitts, you've had a lot of hours in that, I'm telling you. Amen. But it was for purpose, you see, in being a teacher and so forth. But let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, as we come to the close of another service, we are so appreciative of your word. And I'm asking, Lord, that somehow you'd keep these few things fresh in our hearts and our thoughts, Lord, as we go home and get something to eat. And Father, come back and gather again in fellowship. And Lord, to hear the word of God. That, Lord, it's just burning in my heart, though, to see this a burning reality in our hearts. Something, Lord, that holds us through the storms. Lord, that the stabilizers put on, and regardless how high the waves get, there's something there that holds us, Lord, through the storms of life and trials and tests and problems. Oh, God, help us now, Lord, to just be able to receive by the Holy Spirit these great things. And again, Father, we'll give you the glory and the honor for it. And Father, truly again, I ask you, fill in where I can't, Lord. I'm not much good at this, Lord. But Father, I know the Holy Spirit is the great teacher. And Lord Jesus, which is the comforter you would give. And you said you'd teach us all things and bring all things to remembrance whatsoever you've said. So help us now, Lord, to follow in the paths of righteousness and do the things you want us to do. We ask it in your most glorious, precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. May the Lord richly bless you. You're dismissed. Praise the Lord.